This is Steve.
Hey, Steve. This is Scott of the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Just fine.
Good, good. Did you, now still a good time to talk?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so we got your web registration here yesterday. First, just wanted to real quick verify some of the info we got on file here, then we'll get to answering any questions you have here. Sounds like you got the mail, so we still have the business address right at 6831 South Central Avenue in Phoenix, 85042.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and this number is your mobile phone, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then the business number is 602-268-8881?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. What's the structure of your practice there? Is it LLC, incorporated, sole proprietor?
It's an LLC.
LLC, okay. Are you the 100% member?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And how many years have you been in business there?
I have owned the practice since 2009.
Okay.
The practice has been here for 35 years.
Okay. All right. And when you bought it in 2009, had you worked there before, or did you have a separate practice and then you decided to buy this one, or how did that come about?
No, it was, I moved to Arizona in 2008.
Okay. Where were you from originally?
We lived in Virginia.
Virginia.
Virginia. Virginia. Yeah. Outside Washington, D.C.
Okay, right on, right on.
Arizona, and this opportunity came up to buy this practice, and so that's how I ended up here.
Okay, cool, cool. All right, why don't you just tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and we can look to point you in the right direction here.
Well, my thought is to perhaps consolidate. I've got some other outstanding loans that aggregate equal about 60,000-65,000, and I thought that if I could consolidate a couple of those loans at an advantageous interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's what it would be a good daily payments coming out for one and monthly payments for a different one, and all of them at a different interest. So that was the idea.
Okay. So you said aggregate's about 60-65K. So you do have one daily loan in there. I'll start with that one. Tell me a little bit about that loan.
Let's see. I may have to open up something here on the computer.
Okay.
Let's give me just a moment here.
Sure. How's the weather out there in Phoenix right now?
It's actually fairly nice here right now, but it's pointing towards the hot season.
Yeah. Yeah, I live out here in San Diego now. We've actually been a little cold the last couple of days. I'm cold for San Diego, of course. We're talking like 50s, and that's cold for me now.
It's been... Actually, we're probably in the same climate system presently, and it's been a little colder than average here. But knowing what's coming, we don't mind.
Yeah. We see, once you guys start getting in the hot season out here in San Diego, I start to see a lot more Arizona plates out here.
Oh, yeah. The snowbirds, the snowbirds come here during the winter time to escape a lot of northerners. The business, the cold temperatures at home, and they're probably getting ready to pack up and head home.
Yeah,
in a month or so. Let's see. I have a quarter spot. This is from Quarter Spot Loans.
Okay.
And the daily payment is $135.65.
All right. What was the original amount that you borrowed on that one?
I think that Quarter Spot Loan, you know, I should have been better prepared. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I believe it's $25,000 on that one.
$25,000 originally. Do you know what the total payback was originally?
If you'll give me another minute, I can probably get that information for you.
Sure, sure. Yeah, take your time. I set aside plenty of time for you here this morning.
Let's see here. That's the wrong file.
Yeah, we get a lot of northern snowbirds out here in San Diego, too. They're usually easy to spot because the locals will be bundled up when it's in the high 50s, and they'll be walking around in T-shirts.
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, here in Phoenix, if it gets down to the 80s, people start looking for their snow parkas. I mean, it's just crazy. And, of course, not all of Arizona. I mean, you know, that's just this southern central Arizona is where you get the excessive heat. In the high country, it stays reasonably, moderate.
Mm-hmm.
You get snow in the winters, and the climate is much nicer.
Yeah, that's, I guess, I grew up in Ohio, and when I moved out to California, I did took my time, did a cross-country drive, and, stopped for a little bit to visit a friend in Arizona, and I'd never been out there before, and I just had this image in my mind of Arizona just being, like, hot desert everywhere, and I was, kind of pleasantly surprised driving through some parts and seeing lots of big, pine trees and.
It's
a lot more diverse landscape than I expected.
Yeah, I've been pretty much all over the country, and I've spent a lot of time in the Rocky Mountains and up around Yellowstone, Montana,
mm-hmm.
Utah, Idaho, and amazingly enough, the high country here in Arizona, which is, about half the state,
mm-hmm.
is as beautiful as any place I've ever been. I mean, Jackson Hole, West Yellowstone, it's really quite nice in the high country, but nobody ever sees that part of the state.
No, I think we just see what's on, TV, movies, stuff like that. They seem to want to feature the desert and that sort of thing. So that's kind of what was in my mind.
Absolutely. I'm sorry to have you hold on so long.
No, that's all right.
I should have been better prepared.
No, that's okay. Do you have you're settled in Arizona now. Do you have a particular, you said you've been all around the country, a particular favorite part?
Well, Virginia was a great place to grow up. There's mm-hmm. a lot of interesting things to see and do there. My roots go back to Utah,
mm-hmm.
and so I always considered myself, when I was in Virginia, I was a Virginian. When I was in Utah, I was a Utahn. My wife is from upstate New York, western New York, Rochester area.
Okay, I've been through Rochester before.
That's a pretty part of the country as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually, my dad was at Cornell University working on an advanced degree
mm-hmm.
When I was very young. And so I'm kind of one of those bloom where I planted kind of guys.
Yeah.
Arizona was, this part of Arizona was an incredible change from Virginia, because Virginia, coming from Ohio, Virginia's somewhat similar to Ohio.
Yeah.
You know, it's green and rolling hills and a lot of forests, a lot of trees.
A lot of lakes. Mm-hmm.
And so coming to this part of Arizona was a real, you know, jolt in what we were used to.
Same deal for California. For coming from Ohio too, for me, it was a pretty big jolt. It's different. But
where are you from in Ohio?
I grew up in a real small town, but it was close to Canton. You know where the Football Hall of Fame is. That was about 20 minutes away from where I grew up. And of course, being so close, I made it there once. You know, when something like that's so close and convenient, it's not high on the list of priorities, but I did at least make it there once.
Listen, why don't you let me collect this information on each one of these loans? I'm not, you know, just quickly going through it here. I'm not finding what I want. Can I give you a call back?
Yeah, of course. I'm looking at my calendar here today. I don't have anything scheduled. Did you want to give me a call back again this morning here?
Sure, I can do that as soon as I put together, you know, the balances and who it is with and that sort of thing.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, if I happen to be on the phone, just leave me a quick voicemail. I'll call you back real quick.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, thanks, Stephen. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.